Are you unaware, brothers and sisters, said St. Paul to the ancient church in the city of Rome, and says to us gathered here, are you unaware that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death? So that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, so we might live a new life. For if we've grown into union with Christ through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in the resurrection. So tonight, all of us here, in some way or other, are united with Christ in his dying, in mystery, dying with Christ. You who have been baptized and have been through the 40 days of Lent have grown into union with that dying of Jesus through your Lenten penance. When you prayed, you were united with Christ. When you fasted, in a way you suffered with Christ. When you did works of mercy, you were one with Christ. And through your turning away from sin, perhaps coming to the sacrament of reconciliation, you have died with Christ and died to sin. You know, in the same way, those who are going to be baptized will be in mystery buried with Christ in those waters, joined to the death of Jesus. But also, you who came yesterday to embrace the cross and be in a real, though mysterious way, united with Christ in that embrace, have died with him. And now you come to participate in this first liturgy of Easter. And in a real way, though in mystery, here, in this place, in this night, you are united with Christ in his rising, in his new life, in his divine life. So as those candidates for baptism are raised from those waters, they are united with Christ in his resurrection. So the Paschal mystery, the mystery of the dying and rising of Jesus, is not something long ago and far away, but right here and right now in you. We're united with Christ and therefore united with one another in that dying and rising experience. For we, by our baptism, become one body in Christ. We are the body of Christ, his body who dies, his body who rises. You are the body of Christ. We're one body and one spirit in Christ. You've received the gift of the Holy Spirit, that breath of God's divine life that breathed into the body of Jesus in the tomb. That spirit, that breath of God's life was the agent of his resurrection. Now, our newly baptized and candidates for full communion will receive that sacrament of confirmation. And they will receive in a sacramental way that gift of the Holy Spirit, God's very breath of divine eternal life. And we'll be united with them in that receiving of the Spirit. We're doing this together. One body who dies in Christ. One body and one spirit raised in God's breath of life. And then together, not individually, but together, we'll come to the table of the Lord's body and blood and be united in that one body. And one spirit. And through this mystery of dying with Christ, being raised in the Spirit, we are together. The whole church is renewed in this experience. No, after the baptism and confirmation and coming to Holy Communion, we won't be the same old church with a few new members. We're a new church, altogether new. We are renewed in the baptism of these men and women. We are filled with the Spirit as our confirmandi are received, that are sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we receive the same body and blood of Christ, sharing it, united in it, renewed in Christ this very night. In our new members, and all of us renewed in Christ with them, we can know that the Lord is risen. He is truly risen.